It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Hello, everybody. Whoa. Welcome to an amazing day, an amazing life. I hope you're feeling great. I know I sure am. Today, I have a show that's going to knock your socks off. Let me ask you this. You know, do you ever feel that there's a power within you that'll set you free? You know, when you connect to this power, it's actually life-changing, isn't it? It's, and by the way, it's not some mystical power or religious power. You know, it's not something you have to find or chase. It's there for you to connect in this moment, right here, right now. I want to welcome you to Voices of Courage, and I'm your host, Ken D. Foster. Our show today is called Increase Your Wealth and Happiness by Updating Your Brain. Wow, how many of us can use a good brainwashing today? Especially after the 4th of July weekend that we just had. So, yeah, I'm so glad you're here. Listen, a couple of you, I want to ask you this, okay? Are you sick and tired of things being the way they are? Are you kind of looking to increase your success, your happiness, and your power? You know, there's nothing in your life that can't be changed provided you're willing to change yourself first. So, to that end, if you're willing to do what it takes to obtain a state of high consciousness of success, then anything can change. Your destiny is honestly not to live any kind of mediocre life, but to be filled with success. You know, I'm not saying you're not going to have failures along the way, challenges, people leaving your life, businesses failing, economies collapsing, whatever it may be. But I want to say this, these things are just there to honestly change your thinking, change your path, increase your power, increase your presence of who you are, your awareness. That's all these things are for, right? So, you know, it's nice to say that, but when we're in it, it feels difficult. And, you know, our show today is all about changing the mind so that you don't have to have as much chaos and drama and clutter and crap just showing up time and time again. How cool is that? And here's the analogy I look at. It's like if you have a mind of, say, a Fiat. Think of a little Fiat car, a little tiny car. They're kind of cute. They're cool, you know. And, you know, most of them are pretty inexpensive. But here's the thing. If you have a Fiat mindset, all you're going to think of and see are Fiats on the road. You ever buy a new car and that's all you see are the same car everywhere? So if you have that mindset, that's all you're going to have. But if you do the work and transform your thinking, that Fiat mindset will turn into a Lexus or a Ferrari mindset. And pretty soon, all you're going to see are Ferraris on the road. How do I even know this? Because it's happened in my life time and time and time again. I was thinking of a time back in the 1980s, actually. And money wasn't flowing too well with me. I'd just taken on a new real estate position, and the economy was actually tanking pretty well. I think interest rates had broken 10% in October of 2009. Now, how do I know that? Because that's when my real estate license cleared. 10%, right? A year from then, the interest rates are pushing 17-18%. So I had gone out and worked for found a company that was buying properties at the time. Hey, that was smart. And but I still wasn't making a lot of money. But I came across a large apartment complex. It was called the Harmel Arms down here in San Diego. And it was a 95 unit project. And there was a large commission on that if I could close the deal, right? But I'd never made a $30,000 commission at the time. And I didn't know how to do this, but something in me said, you have to increase your vision of this. You have to increase your power. You have to start feeling like this is going to happen no matter what. And I would put on a song by the pop group ABBA, and the song was called Super Trooper. And I would put that on every time I got off of work. I'd come home and I would visualize this Harmel Arms sale closing. I would dance. I'd feel it in my body. I'd think I was a super trooper. I'd just say that to myself over and over again. And guess what? That deal closed. I put $30,000 in the bank. That helped me buy my next house. It was an amazing experience. So what are the principles involved in that, right? Well, I had to increase my fiat mindset of I don't have anything to a Lexus mindset of, wow, you know what? I have an abundant mindset and I can do what I need to do to bring it forth, right? We are born to bring forth our brilliance, our genius, our greatness in ways that are definitely unimaginable to most of us, right? But you can do this when you understand the principles of how to do this. They are called success principles. And the ones that I used, I'll just tell you what they were real quick. First of all, I visualized getting a large commission check. I didn't know how it was even going to happen, right? I just said, I need to get a $30,000 chunk of money in my door. And I didn't know it was 30. I thought I was, you know, probably 10 at the time. But anyway, I visualized it. Next thing, I went out and started opening my mindset up to what else is possible out there. Okay. Well, you know, I'm working these commissions, getting paid $1,000 a house to sell a house. How could I do this? By the way, the company had never bought an apartment unit. Okay. So they were buying single family homes at the time. So I thought, wow, you know what? There's opportunity. Let me go out and find something new that the company's never done. I had to overcome a lot of resistance from the organization of, we don't buy apartment units. We buy single family homes. That's what we specialize in. Mm-hmm. I had to overcome objections, right? And I had to get into a feeling, a passion, increase my energy, my vibration, my power every single day until that thing closed by putting on music, feeling it, visualizing it, and making it happen, right? Those are some of the principles that we all can use to generate whatever we want in our life. You know, I believe in angels, and I believe that there's something good in all of us, okay? And I believe that we are not here alone, that we are guided. We are individuals that need to step up and realize that there are things that we do not see that are right in front of us every single day. Right now, you're driving your car, you're sitting somewhere listening to this podcast. Look around where your environment is right this second, right? Look for something you've never seen before in that environment. I guarantee you'll find it. Okay, I guarantee if you look around the environment right now, you might have to go, you know, to a microscopic level and look at something very small, or you might see something very big in front of you that you have not seen. The reason you haven't seen is because you haven't asked. You haven't even thought about it, right? I wrote a book a while back called Ask and You Will Succeed, 1001 Extraordinary Questions to Create Life-Changing Results. Why did I write that book? I wrote that book because I realized the power of asking powerful questions. If we are asking the same questions every single day, we get the same answer every single day. Most people have 60,000 thoughts a day, the scientists tell us, and we have the same 60,000 thoughts a day. Why? Because we're asking the same exact thoughts. New questions increase our mind to a Lexus mindset. We start asking questions that are absolutely off the chart. Well, you know, for instance, what is the quantum breakthrough that you could have today that would increase your wealth twofold? Just twofold, right? What's the breakthrough that you could have today to increase your wealth twofold? Now, I don't have your answers, but I know this. If you'll tune in, you keep asking that question until you get the answer, you will get it. My good friends, Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield, the co-authors of Chicken Soup for the Soul series that sold, I think, over 100 million copies when they owned the company. Mark told me this story. He said, when Jack and I first got together, we decided of this concept of putting stories, empowering stories in books, but we didn't have the name of the book. And so he said, I started asking the question, what would be a multi-million dollar book title? That's what he kept asking. I think he told me he woke up one morning and it was there, Chicken Soup for the Soul. It just came to his mind, right? And I believe he said that he had asked that for about 30 days before it came. So questions are like that. They will change the way that we think. They will open up our lives. They'll open up our minds in different ways. Now, do they always work? Do questions always work? Will they always get the answer? Well, biblically, it says ask and you will succeed, right? Ask and you will receive. Sorry. Yeah. Name of my book is Ask and You Will Succeed. I wonder where I got that title from, right? So the point here is that if you have a lot of clutter in your head and you cannot really focus or ask something consistently, chances of you getting that answer are pretty slim and none. Yeah. I found that we need to quiet our minds, still our thoughts, open ourselves up to new possibilities. If we do that, oh my gosh, life gets better and better and better. You can change your mind and direction today. If you do, I will say this, you will be tested. But so what? You got to be doing something. Might as well be growing and evolving, right? You know, I don't know about you, but I have so much I want to do. But as I do those things, I always want to do them the best I can. The best I can. Okay? So every day for me, when I end my day, I ask what has worked, what has not worked, and what can I do to improve my life tomorrow? In the morning, I ask the question, what can I do to improve my wife's life today and my children's life and family life? So the point is, if you tune in to questions, if you clear your clutter, you will eventually have a life that is unknown to so many. Now, coming up next, I am talking with Brenda J. Flowers, who's an expert in helping people understand the mental, emotional, and physical blocks that keep you stuck, not being able to accomplish what you like. So find out how to remove those blocks to success and get back to your true nature, where all the doors open themselves. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back. And thank you so much for joining us today. This show is being brought to you by Women's Wisdom. Women connecting women in friendship and business for over 25 years. You can find them on the web at womenswisdom.net. And I'm told that they have a special speaker this month. Her name is Sharon Lecter. And she worked with Robert Kiyosaki with the books Rich Dad, Poor Dad. She is also part of Napoleon Hill Foundation. And she wrote the book Think and Grow Rich for Women. So she'll be coming up on womenswisdom.net. Again, womenswisdom.net. All right. Thank you again for tuning in to Voices of Courage. And I want to remind you, you can find us at voicesofcourage.us on the web, or just ask Siri, Cortana, or Alexa to play Voices of Courage podcast. Okay, this show is all about increasing your wealth and happiness by updating your brain. I'm so blessed to have a special guest, Brenda J. Flowers. She's been working with clients doing mind-body techniques and training for over 25 years. She's a mentor in integrative consultant to educators, coaches, doctors, and clinicians. They come to her for her expertise in alternative health, healing modalities, Eastern medicine modalities, and applied kinesiology techniques, which clear out negative subconscious beliefs and attain permanent change. She's a mother of two daughters and has been happily married for 25 years. Brenda, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, everyone out there.
All righty.
Yeah. Well, and thank you for joining us today, because I know everyone's time is so valuable. There's so many options out there these days. I know it's easy to get overwhelmed. So thank you. And I want to give you lots of great information and value for your time, including something you can do at home to help with what we're going to be talking about.
Awesome. Awesome. That's good. Well, let me ask you point blank. How did you get involved in this work?
It all started. No. When I was younger, I had health issues, and the Western medical modalities that everyone used back then, or that I was accustomed to, just weren't solving the problems. Some of my main health issues were headaches. So constant headaches daily in my 20s. I mean, how did that feel? So besides handling some food imbalances, there were stress imbalances. So I constantly looked, how do I change the tapes in my head? I didn't know how to do that until I was introduced to these kind of techniques that I do using applied kinesiology. I was introduced to these techniques. Finally, the tapes in my head, basically the software in the brain, was changed.
Yeah.
And it was great. So that's how I got into that.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, listen, I want to say that you are an amazing healer. And I can say that because I came in and experienced your work, and it was life-changing for me. What happened is that I had some challenges around pricing and money, and you just cleared that out. It was just amazing. I've been to a lot of people that do that. And, you know, it most of the time I get some results, but I have never gotten profound results like I did with you. What's the difference, you think?
I believe the difference is my expertise, my knowledge, all these years, over 25 years, that I've studied this information and I constantly keep updated. But also, I customize not only each program for people, but I customize each individual session. So I sense, use intuition, and just experience and knowledge what to do, how to help them the best.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I think people come, to healers, and I don't want to limit you as a quote healer, because I know you're much more than that. But I'll say healers. You know, they're incredible people like yourself. They come with a lot of different issues. There's issues in family life, in relationship, and money issues, and issues with their health. And is all of this stem from the brain or our experiences? Or where does all this stuff come from?
It absolutely does stem from our cellular memory, the memories inside the cells, and what we label emotional reality. So yes, software in your brain, it's just an easy way to think about that and understand that. So we all live in our own emotional reality. So someone's view of an incident when you're 7 years old may be completely different than the other people at that incident.
Yes.
I don't know if anyone has, you know, siblings out there. I'm sure you all do. So maybe you argued a little bit back then, or something happened, some big, you know, the tea kettle incident, who knows? And then you, it just stuck with you, and it stuck with you, and it just keeps coming up in your brain, and it allows you or does not allow you to respond in certain ways to certain situations. So then you clear it out, and then, oh, you may check with your sister who's still around and say, oh, well, no, it was like this. It happened like that.
Oh.
Completely different, because their emotional reality is different than your emotional reality. But we all live in our own emotional reality. That's it.
So that kind of explains why my brothers and sisters and all had a different experience growing up than I did. You know, it's funny. In fact, even in my my wife's family, there are family members, the same as in mine, that they had the same in mom and dad, but you'd never know it. Yeah, I mean, you would never know it, and you'd never know that they even came out of the same household. It's
yes.
just amazing to me.
Yes.
Right. So you're saying that through our filters, through the way that we go through life, people are they're really just seeing life through their emotional filter. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And so therefore, how do we change that? If, you know, again, in the first segment, I was talking about having a fiat mindset or a Maserati mindset, right? Mm-hmm. How do we change our fiat mindset into a Maserati mindset by clearing this stuff out? What happens there?
Well, first, we have to access what's not working. And I do that pretty easily just with my knowledge and background. So in accessing what's not working, I may find blocks or obstacles in all sorts of areas, because I work with body systems as well. So maybe there's some slight nutritional imbalance, or there's some sort of lifestyle shift they need to make. But then a lot of times I find the emotional connection. To okay. whatever is going on. And we release that very easily. The whole idea is to get you the results, because, for instance, anxiety is underlying all of this that we're talking about, the income blocks, the happiness blocks, and you don't even know what those are. So that's the kind of results people get.
That's mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
You know, that's so interesting, because I know I've had a lot of clients come to me over the years, and there's certain clients that seem to get it, right? Mm-hmm. They actually change and develop and, you know, do whatever they need to do quickly. And there's others that stay really, really stuck for longer periods of time till I can clear them the way that I do them. But what I'm getting at is that when a person can, like you said, acknowledge and then bring up whatever that is. My experience with you is that it's like a domino effect. When I got in touch with one incident in my life, I could just see like a whole domino just collapse of how this one incident impacted many areas of my life.
Yes.
Do a lot of clients have that experience?
Yes. I see that a lot. And I access how they all connect, because people will come to me and they want as much cleared as possible. I don't blame them.
Okay, that's great. And I've got a bunch of questions I want to ask you when we get back from the break. But before I do, how do people get a hold of you, right?
The best way is to go to my website, Beyond Wholeness. Brenda@beyondwholeness.com is my email. So Brenda@beyondwholeness.com.
Okay.
Or private message me on Facebook, the business section of Facebook, Beyond Wholeness.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. All righty. Well, all right. So listen, coming up in our next segment, I'm going to ask Brenda why it's so difficult to have a happy and successful life. And what does the Me Too movement have to do with this transformational work? So we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Courage, where you can find us on the web at voicesofcourage.us, or you can talk to Siri or Cortana or Alexa and just tell them, put on Voices of Courage podcast and you will find us. You know, in our society today, women are finding their voices and power in all areas of business and life. And one group that has been empowering women for over 25 years is Women's Wisdom. This is a group of entrepreneurial women. They meet in the San Diego area and also on the internet. And as I mentioned in the segment ahead of this, this month they have Sharon Lecter, who is speaking at the event. He is the founder of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, or Sharon was Robert Kiyosaki's partner in Rich Dad, Poor Dad. She is now part of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, and she has written Think and Grow Rich for Women. You can find out about that event at www.womenswisdom.net. Today on our show, we are talking about increasing your wealth and happiness by updating your brain. I have a very special guest. Her name is Brenda J. Flowers, and Brenda is an expert in helping people transition their brains. Brenda, I have a question. Let's talk about this Me Too movement. What does that have to do with transformational work?
Great question. So when this Me Too movement came out, it was just so huge. And I understand why, because it's affected so many women in so many areas. But some of the people that came out to speak of it obviously were big influencers. Mm-hmm. So,
and it brought a lot of good to a lot of people and opened up a lot of ways and a lot of minds and, you know, and put some people in their place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So a lot of goodness came out of it. But what I recall, because it went on for several months, and that's great. What I recall is it took me at least 2 months to remember that I had an incident, a Me Too incident in my 20s. I won't go into details, but it was significant. But I had done this kind of transformational work where I'd actually, I would say, neutralized that trauma, shifted that trauma so that my body just didn't remember it. Through this kind of work that goes right into the cells and right checking into the cellular memory, because we're really working on that aspect, and it takes it away, clears it so that it's an automatic shift. You don't have to think about it. For instance, your work that you've done, mm-hmm. I don't suppose the next day you thought hard, oh no, how is this going to happen? You didn't. Nothing. You just did what you did and things shifted. It was automatic.
Yeah, with the work I did with you. That's right.
Mm-hmm. I want listeners to know that. It's an automatic shift. It's an easy process. And it's, Gosh, I don't know where I'd be without it.
Yeah. Well, I love that word automatic shift.
Yes.
It's not something that you're sitting there having to do a ton of work around. It doesn't, there's no sweat involved. I like that part of it. And
it's easy. It's painless. No.
Yeah. Well, you know, some people say no pain, no gain. So, but in this case, there's an exception because, you know, well, it actually, when we access painful memories, sometimes there is pain. So I don't want to discount
sometimes
that.
During the session, but that's about it.
Yeah. But that's it. But the point is that by doing the work, you didn't have a lot of triggers when the information came
out. No, I totally forgot that I had this incident.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it had come up in my past. But again, I've been doing this work for many years.
Right.
So yes, I was glad to have been free of it. But then I feel for the people I saw posting on Facebook or in magazines or wherever you hear what's going on. I just feel for them. Like, right. Oh, wow, this can go away. It really can.
Yeah. So what can go away is the emotion of it. Because I think
the
what
triggers,
you're talking about is there are people out there that are really angry about the movement. And that anger, they posted things that they later regretted because of the anger involved.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're talking about is not that the behaviors were proper of, the men that were, involved here, right?
Right.
The behaviors were inappropriate, totally inappropriate.
Exactly.
But what happens as a result of those inappropriate behaviors is that then there's emotions that get stuck in the physical
body,
cells.
Right.
Is that what?
Yes,
yeah.
They get stuck in the physical cells in the body, and then your experiences continued from there are based on that trauma. If you can go in and shift that,
right,
neutralize that, then those incidences in the future will not be
so,
the same.
So I think
when
you tell me that, I think of children that are traumatized, and that trauma changes the course of their life.
It does.
Because now they see, they have a filter that sees life through the filter of that trauma. So this work will help them also.
It will, because when I work with clients, happiness and income and wealth blocks can be caused by those traumas. And so they can release those traumas and just have that feeling of neutrality and have that feeling of motivation, be able to continue and move on without those negative responses that they've had in the past.
Right.
It's about releasing negative patterns and responses so that you have a choice. And so on a Me Too incident or something like that, you can speak of something in a monotone voice instead of that emotion. And you can speak of it as if it's not even your instance in trauma.
That's
it's
good.
Someone else's because you have let it go.
That's good. So listen, if I were trying to break the land speed record for cycling, right? And I had any kind of blocks, I would probably want to go see you, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because it would be an automatic shift.
Okay, and I'm being playful on Facebook.
Now,
you can see in studio we have Denise Mueller and John Howard, and they're coming up in our two segments from now. But Denise is going to break the land speed record. Okay, so listen, I got a couple more questions for you, Brenda. What prevents people from doing this work?
Sometimes the words that come out of their mouth are, oh, I don't have the funds, that sort of thing.
So no money?
No money.
Okay.
However, what kind of value can you put on getting rid of these blocks that prevent you from even doing more in your life, like living fully, waking up happy, and actually going to your work and your business and getting that next client working with that next client and moving ahead in your business, bringing in the more money.
Well, I don't know about you. There's a lot of value to that. And, you know, if time or money or distractions are getting in my way to do the work, I know I'm not going to do that. I know you're not going to do it.
Right.
Brenda, I want to ask you one more time.
Yes.
How do people get a hold of you so that they can find out how they can do this work themselves?
Okay. I would go to beyondwholeness.com and email me at Brenda@beyondwholeness.com and go to the Facebook page and private message me, and my phone number's all over my website, okay. That sort of thing.
So they can call you, they can text you, they
text
can find you on
they
the web.
They can text me, yes.
Okay. Brenda, it's been such a pleasure to have you as a guest here today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I hope you'll check out Brenda. I know I did, and I have to tell you, as a result of it, my life is better and better and better. Thank you, Brenda. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
For being here.
Thank you.
Okay, coming up next, we're going to be talking a little bit more about having a stress-free life. Really, find out what's possible. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Courage. I have a question for you. Are your dog days over? We're in the middle of summer. So there are a few dog days. But when I'm talking dog days, I'm talking about days that you don't feel like 100%, that your energy's down, that you're feeling like you want to go crawl in a cave. You ever have those days? Well, I hope you don't have too many of them. But if you are, you know, Voices of Courage is a great show to listen to because we bring in inspiring guests that really help change what's possible for you and change what's possible in your life. I want to let you know the show is being brought to you by Women's Wisdom, women connecting women in business and friendship for over 25 years. This month, their speaker on the second Friday of this month is Sharon Lecter. She is the partner of Robert Kiyosaki, or former partner Robert Kiyosaki, who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad. She currently is part of the Napoleon Hill Foundation and has written the book Think and Grow Rich for Women. She will be at womenswisdom.net. Again, womenswisdom.net. You can find them on the net. All right, this show today has been such an incredible show. I'm loving this show. I'm loving my guests. Wow, in studio I've got two amazing guests that are going to break the world land speed record in cycling. They're coming right up. This show is all about creating wealth and happiness by updating your brain. So I'm going to talk a little bit about a new book I have coming out. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. What I'd like to do is read you a little excerpt from the book. This is day 246. So I start out with a quote. It takes courage to hold on to our own suffering and bear it without spreading it to others. Understanding your pain and suffering is the door to happiness. There is no way to live a happy life if you cannot acknowledge areas that are blocking your happiness, whether it's something from the past where you've been wounded or some situation that you're not addressing in the moment. You will not achieve lasting happiness and success until you acknowledge and change what needs to be modified. I encourage you to notice what's working and what is not working in your life. Then decide where you need to perceive differently, grow, improve, or change to better the situation. Notice I said where you need to change, not someone else or something else. Success is an inside job, and you can change on the inside. As you change on the inside, life gets better on the outside. As within, so without. As you may have noticed, most people don't take the time to become the observer of their life. They go through life with programmed points of view and never really change from birth to death. They waste lifetime after lifetime and unaware of what life is about, which is to realize their divinity and share it with the world. But the cycle can be broken as soon as there is a commitment to acknowledge and feel the pain and make the changes necessarily through daily actions. Today, I want you to ask this. What have I not acknowledged that is blocking my success? Where can I improve, develop, change, or perceive differently? What has to happen for me to take more time to meditate and connect with my source daily? My action steps: come up with two areas in your life that you are experiencing suffering and make the commitment to resolve them. So imagine this. Imagine every day you got a little download, a little wisdom, a little direction, a little power, a little purpose, a little focus every day in your life for the next 365 days. If you're reprogramming your mind with success principles that have worked time and time again, how would your life be different? Well, I say it'll be very different, and I say that you would be stepping into your power, stepping into your greatness, and taking your life to a completely new level. So again, if you want to get the book, The Courage to Change Everything, I'm pre-selling on the site, thecouragetochangeeverything.com. You can go to couragetochangeeverything.com right now, and you can pre-order that book. I've got some amazing gifts for those people that have the courage to pre-order and step into it. So I hope you'll do it. TheCourageToChangeEverything.com. All right, stress. Who wants to live a stress-free life? I don't know about you, but I do. But is that even possible? Is a stress-free life really possible? Well, of course it is. Of course it is. But you have to do the work. It's like if we look at something from a point of view that it's going to be hard. This is going to be really hard. This is going to be really tough. Do you think that when you start out to do that, you're going to feel a little stress, a little like maybe even tired? Maybe you don't even want to do it. Of course you would. But what if you had the attitude that, you know what? I'm going to get stronger and stronger as I perform this task that I don't really want to do. Maybe it's making your bed. I know I've got grandkids that don't like making beds, right? And I try to impress upon them that, you know, it's the little things in life that we do well that makes the big things in life possible. And, you know, so it's, but it is with that right attitude. If the attitude isn't there, then what happens is that it does feel difficult. It does feel tough. It does feel like we're struggling. So if you've got things like that going on in your life, and it looks like that's just the way it is, it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. It's going to struggle. Well, I suggest differently. I suggest you change the attitude. You ask, how could this be amazingly great experience for me? How could I make it happy or joyful? I remember going through a couple moves where I moved my personal residence, and I was miserable. I was yelling at people, kicking the dog. Well, not literally, but you know what I'm saying? It was terrible. But then, you know, the next time I moved, I thought to myself, I guess I'd gained a little awareness. I thought, you know what? I'm going to make this move the happiest move I've ever had in my life. And I set my intention. I told my wife, I said, let's make this really joyful and happy. She says, you're crazy. I said, no, I'm not crazy. I said, we can do this. Let's come out and let's come up with some ideas about how we can make this the happiest move ever. So we took breaks. We talked to each other. We encouraged each other. We didn't look at it as a hard job. We found amazing people that came in and worked with us, right? Attitude is everything around this. So I want to encourage you to think about having a stress-free life. First of all, it's possible. Doesn't mean things won't be hard, but you don't have to stress over it, right? All right. Listen, I have in studio two amazing guests, so I want to introduce them in this segment. because it is such an honor to work with them and be part of their project. So, Denise Mueller-Kornick.
Korenick.
I'll get that right. Denise Mueller-Kornick has set the woman's land speed record on a bicycle at Utah's Bonneville Salt Flats, hitting 147.7 miles per hour. This year, Denise is going to do the overall land speed record of 170 miles per hour. Maybe it's 175. We'll see. Denise's personal journey will provide inspiration for other women and men like me to follow their dreams no matter what path they've traveled. And her coach, John Howard, is a three-time Olympian who has set the land speed record of 152 miles per hour, won gold in the 1971 Pan American Games, cycling, a four-time U.S. National Road Cycling Champion, and winner of the 1981 Ironman in Hawaii. He's also a member of the U.S. Cycling Hall of Fame, and this is her coach. This is the guy. Her coach is the guy that broke the record previously, so it's amazing to have both of you. Welcome to the show, both of you.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, I wanted to get that introduction in because you know what? We got about a minute left in this show, this part segment, but I want to take a whole segment with you next time. So tell me, why did you set your goal like this?
Why not? Life just always presents new opportunities and you just got to sort of, as they say, grab the bull by the horns and go for it and set your sights big. And John came up with the idea and I immediately latched on. And then all of a sudden it was now we got to make this happen between here and there.
Oh my gosh. That's just crazy. All right. Well, listen, I'm glad I got the intro in. You two are going to come back in the next segment. I'm going to talk to you all about your mindset, how you got there, what you're doing, how people can get involved with you, how they can support this amazing effort. And by supporting it, take their minds, their dreams, their possibilities to a completely new level. We'll be back very shortly.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
All righty, welcome back. And if you tuned into our last segment, just introduce Denise Mueller-Kornick and John Howard. Denise is going to break the land speed record for... overall, she already broke it for women, 147.7 miles per hour. And she's here in the studio with her coach, John Howard, Olympian. John, I'm staring at his picture here, right? I wish you could all see this. But on July 20th, 1985, John Howard set a bicycle land speed record at 152 miles an hour. I'm looking at this picture of him behind a dragster on the Bonneville Salt Flats. Just, this is what we all do, you know, day in and day out, you know, just big dreams. All right. John, why are you coaching Denise?
I think Denise has a huge amount of potential, some realize, some not yet. But I think in looking at her career as a cyclist and as an athlete, there are a lot of things about her that have impressed me. She has a mindset that, like no other athlete, a tremendous propensity to do the things that are on the front burner and keep those on the back burner in perspective as well. So she has huge athletic ability. That's natural from her parents, who I'm very familiar with. And I saw that very early on, and it occurred to me as I was evolving from my own sport into coaching that I need to find some athletes that can carry the torch, and that's why we're working together.
Wow. Well, you picked an amazing one. So, but yeah. Denise, you know, you've been a mom. You've taken time off from cycling. You've done your life, and now you got this another huge dream, because the first dream of breaking it at 147.7 miles an hour, that was crazy for the fastest woman in the world. How do you switch from going from a mom to this, and how does that all turn in? How does this all work?
It's that proverbial word of balance. I mean, it's just everybody's driven by different goals and different things that make them tick. For me, a little bit of a history is I've known John since I was 14, and he was one of my coaches when I raced for 5 years as a junior, and then just hung the bike up and became a career woman and raised a family of three kids. And it was through my children I reconnected with John for some coaching for my children, actually my middle son, and John got me back on the bike. And I had no intention. It was just a matter of, oh, okay, you know, get back out there and do something I used to do years ago. And little did I know it would end up leading to this large goal of setting a land speed record, but everything just fell into place. And when he mentioned it, it was a no-brainer. I was in.
That's awesome. Well, you know, I know you're not doing this alone. You got a whole team around you. You got John. You've got
Shay Holbrook.
Shay Holbrook,
a race car driver.
You've got people working on the dragster. You've got people supporting sponsorship and all kinds of things. So, I want to know this. I think our audience wants to know this. Where does the mindset come to be able to accomplish these kinds of dreams? I'm going to direct that first to John. But I want to know, what is this mindset? Everybody doesn't have this mindset.
It is a rare quality, Ken. I think most of it has to be generated. Thank you. Most of it has to be generated. It's not something that just falls into your lap. And I think having the ability, I've always thought that enthusiasm is more important than anything else. And a comment that I would make to your earlier analysis of suffering.
Yes, stress.
To my way of looking at it as a coach, pain is inevitable because we do this strong athletic pursuit. We trained hard yesterday, you know, and it occurs to me that pain is inevitable, but suffering, I think, is optional. Mm. It's your option.
I think you're right. And, you know, we were talking off air about stress. You know, there's positive stress and negative stress, right? There's both, okay? There is a positive stress we put on our bodies, ourselves, to accomplish really anything worthwhile, because I think that stress helps us to break through our barriers, right? But there is negative stress. And that negative stress, like you said, that's that suffering that we create within our mind that needs to probably not be there. That's, you know, my guest Brenda J. Flowers would probably be able to clear that, right, on the first segment. But that's the negative stress. Denise, how do you manage your stress? And, you know, what's the mindset around how do you manage this? This is a big goal. You got a lot of things to manage.
You learn a lot about yourself through a process of something so large. When you put a large goal out there, and like we were talking a little bit earlier, is stress can actually grow you. It can make you stronger so that you're able to be more resilient, understand how to cope with it in another level. One of the things that I had looked at when I created one of my first goals after I got back into athleticism, in 23 years of being essentially retired, I set a goal as to do a marathon. And I remember getting so stressed out because I wasn't following the program perfectly. I went to a doctor. I thought I had something wrong with me. It literally was the stress getting prepared for that. Now that I've done that, I don't mean to discount that for anyone else, but in my perspective, I've done so many since then. I've done so many other things. I look back and I go, what was I even stressed about? That was nothing. So I try and remember what that feeling was like when I thought I was being overwhelmed and what it is like now when I look back and go, that was nothing. So I try and take that and put that in the moment when I do feel stressed at this point about anything I'm doing and just go, you know what? In a year from now, I'm going to look back and go, what was I stressed about? Time just marches on and I'll accomplish and it'll be what it'll be.
Well, I love that because really what you're saying is that, you know, it's kind of like take a rubber band and pull it way out, right? And it never goes back to the same shape, right? It's always different. And when we stretch ourselves, we go to higher levels. We go to different levels. And we have more capacity to deal with things in life.
Oh, yes.
Is what I get. Let's talk about Project Speed. And tell me a little bit about what's happening, when it's happening, how people can get involved in Project Speed.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. Well, Project Speed is a paced bicycle land speed record, and I did set the women's record in 2016 at the 147 miles an hour, as you spoke about. And it was at that point that we decided we had the last day of the four-day event was rained out, and we were very frustrated because we felt we can go much faster. And so we basically set the goal right then and there without even talking to each other, all three of us, goodness. My coach, Shay Holbrook. So John Howard, Shay Holbrook, and myself, we just looked at each other and went, forget this. We're coming back. We're going to take the overall record. And then reality sets in and now making it all happen. So we are all still on with that goal. That was set in 2016. We come out at September of 2018. So September 14th through 17th, Bonneville Salt Flats. And we are using the rail dragster that the 1995 record holder who holds the record at 167 miles an hour. So that's actually John Howard from 1985 at 152.
Different car.
Different
car. Oh, it's a different car. Yes. Okay, I thought it was the same. Okay.
It's a rail dragster that I'll be using.
Looks like a rail dragster to me.
That's
but okay.
A streamliner.
That's a streamliner.
Yes,
dragster.
I know.
Okay.
It's semantics. But so we're coming out, and it's a very... there's three elements that I generally break this down to. Athleticism and training is one. Number two is the expense, because it's a very expensive endeavor for the pace car and other expenses. And then also the crazy gut factor, because there are a lot of cyclists out there that have the ability of doing this that have no desire whatsoever. They think I'm crazy, but it's a good crazy. So it's the crazy factor, the funds, and then also the training. But speaking of the funds, we do have a website, theprojectspeed.com, and we have a donate page. We have sponsorship opportunities. Like anybody doing an endeavor, we are definitely in need of support.
I have a question about that. So let's say I donate, I don't know, $100 to the cause here. Can I follow you? I'd like to know how this is gonna, you know, evolve, right? Are you sending out email messages or you know, the people that are following?
Yes, we do have an email about once a month, and as we get closer, it'll come down about once a week as far as email updates. But the best place is we have a Facebook page. If you just pull up at FireCycle, or you just search for Project Speed Denise, you'll find our business page, Facebook page.
I have a question too on sponsorship. Are there still slots available for larger sponsors, for the sponsors where I can put my name on your car and put it in the Wall Street Journal or wherever it's going to, because you're going to get a lot of publicity on this.
Absolutely. I don't think you'd ever meet a person that would say, oh, no, sorry. We will. Yes, we have plenty of room for sponsorships of any size.
Okay, good. John, last thoughts on this.
Well, there's a lot of white space on that race car. So, yeah, we have plenty of opportunities for sponsors to become involved. And Denise and I are completely committed to the job of making sure that they get their money's worth. And we're going to do speaking tours after the fact.
That's awesome. Denise, John, thank you so much for being here.
Thank
Project
you.
Speed, they can find it on the web at
theprojectspeed.com.
Projectspeed.com. Thank you so much for joining me on this show today. You know, all of us, we've got to rise up to meet our challenges, ascend our thinking, change the conversations, and expand our courage. Please visit us at The Courage to Change Everything. That's not us. That's my book site. Find us at voicesofcourage.us, voicesofcourage.us. And until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.